Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kalen in your ear, Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, everybody. We're here live at the IFPA show in Minnesota. Crazy things going on. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. Let's talk. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, and we are just happy to be here. Hey, I just want to say it's happy. This is one of the biggest shows I've been through this year. This place is packed, but you can hear the people in the background. I see Shannon Clemens from Liquid Sun Rays. Hey, Shannon! Shannon, how you doing? Shannon Clemens! It's packed up in here, all kinds of craziness here, all kinds of people in the venue, just insanity. I'm here with one of my own people, P4P Sports, Chad. Chad, how you doing today?
Oh, excellent. It's packed here.
It is more than packed. I mean, there's stuff going on. No matter where you turn your head, it's something. It's I'm loving
it. Yeah, you can't even move, man. You can't even move.
Oh, no. This is exciting for me. I mean, I think JB and Joe were nice enough to give me a little spot up in here. Well, I know we're at a bodybuilding show, but we're talking about right now P4P Sports. Who came up with this concept? I think it's a great idea because there's plenty of naturals in this world, not just bodybuilders. Who came up with the idea, the concept, and, you know, what are the plans for the future?
Sure. So how it all came about, I kind of mentioned the last time we talked, Joe and JB, they're obviously the founders of the company, and before they even launched, got in contact with them. To make a long story short, wanted to make sure it was a safe and effective product because I heard it was coming out and it was supposed to be a very high quality line. So basically I talked to Joe and said, you know, let me see your label. I want to make sure it's safe for my athletes and all the other athletes that are around me that, you know, look for advice on this kind of stuff. Because prior was definitely not a big time supplement guy because we all know how dirty the industry can be. So long story short, we got together, got some ideas across, and said, all right, we got something here. Let's kind of go with it. Let's team up together and make a P4P sports division. Because when they were talking, they originally were just going to do the bodybuilders to start. And I said, well, there's natural athletes on the other side of the field, too, that need this and need it for their careers to be safe and effective. So we got talking and got it launched right away instead of waiting a year or two. And it's been going great. We got a lot of athletes on the P4P sports side, anywhere from MMA, snowboarders, you know, you name it. They're looking for safe and effective products just like the natural bodybuilding side.
Okay, well, before we go any further, I don't want to disrespect the venue or the place that we are. So let me give out the full name. Mr. and Miss Natural Minnesota, IFBA Pro North American. It's Thomas Jefferson Auditorium, and we're here in Bloomington. I don't want to disrespect him because this is a big event. I mean, this place is packed to the gills with folks, and it's just crazy. I mean, to be this early in the year and have this many people, I mean, there's absolutely no parking anywhere. I had to park over at the college. So, now, what I like that you brought up, and I'm going to segue on that because that's a big point. You know, there's plenty of competitors, plenty of people in bodybuilding, not just, you know, like you said, in the sports side, just in bodybuilding that are basically being hampered by the supplements they're taking because basically it's not the stuff that we really need. I mean, they're basically getting additives that aren't even listed.
Yep, yeah. And even like inferior products that are getting put in, so companies do save money. You know, that's my number one I see on strength and conditioning side is when you see a label, that's the first thing I look at is, let me see the ingredients. I don't really care what the front says because we know how marketing works, you know. So let's look at the back. Let's see the breakdown and what we're really getting. And that's where we kind of went with what I went with Joe. I said, all right, I like the label. Let's see the back. And he showed it to me in full confidence. I'm like, all right, you got something great here. There's no fillers. You know, we're not looking to, you know, cheap out the athletes. So the company's saving money. So that's all good stuff. So that's how it kind of went about that. I can actually stand behind this, you know, and be a part with these guys and take this to a whole new adventure with these athletes so they know when they're stepping in the cage or going out to the field or whatever, that they can compete in confidence and not have to worry about the test that they're taking, because that's a huge factor for them. I mean, some of them, it's their career. You know, others are trying to get into their career, and, you know, that's like taking food off the table if you're getting cut, you know. So it's important to them just like it is for any kind of strength and conditioning coach or natural bodybuilder or anything, you know.
And the worst part about it is, you know, like you said, these people are doing their best and they're giving their hearts and putting their heart into these things and into this, into what they're doing. And you would hate for them to actually have that taken away for something as simple as something, you know, you hate to talk about blind trust, but when you start into this, you know, you a lot of these people know the people they're dealing with. They just don't know, you know, how deep that rabbit hole goes with how far they're willing to do to promote themselves other than the competitor. And it I mean, I'm so thankful, and I'm sure you are too, you know, that the people that brought you up actually did it right. But, you know, there is the flip side of it where people are losing their basic lives, you know. It's like when you put your heart into something or willing to put your heart into something, it's so bad to have it ripped away. I mean, like when you're standing there and you have nobody to talk to, no one to lean on, because the person you trusted just dumped on you with the information that you weren't really ready to hear.
Yep. And you see it a lot, too, in all sides of it, where they didn't even know what they were taking. They thought it was safe and effective, and then they come back with the test, and now they're like, what do? I'm out of a job, you know? So it's things like that you got to take it seriously when you're looking in the supplementation and realize that, you know, there's a dark side to this stuff, and you got to make sure you talk to the right people, the right education, and make sure you're pointing in the right direction before you put anything into your system.
And it's just, you know, I love how Meshach does it, where he, as soon as he grabs a bottle, he's already checking the label to see what's on it. Did he get that from you?
No, he's just geared that way, you know, to make sure that it's something that's going to be okay for him to take, because he takes his career so seriously, you know. So it's good to see he has that mindset. And on the sports side of the world, you see that actually a lot now, because they really are starting to crack down on the sports side as much as they can. So
as
a lot of athletes, as they should, exactly. And what we're seeing is when you're talking to these athletes, that's one of the first things, is they're actually getting more educated as to the industry and what's actually working and what's not. And it's good to see that people are starting to get a better base of education going into this stuff. Where before it was kind of like the Wild Wild West, you know, everyone is just taking everything and anything, and now they're starting to realize that there's side effects to that. So they're seeing the great people lose their careers and get some huge fines because they were taking something they didn't even know. So now you got more organizations out there watching out for athletes and stuff like that. So it's a good direction that it's going, and it's great to see that we have a product here that can actually be in that direction along with it. And an athlete can be, all right, I know I'm okay, I don't have to worry about this, let me take it in confidence, and I can work on my development as an athlete.
And that's so true. But honestly, you know, this is real talk. We're not going to BS each other or the people that are listening. You know, we basically started from a flawed start. I mean, the starting gate was kind of messed up because, you know, the people that we were actually looking up to weren't basically natural. I mean, the whole just of it was, you know, I hope to look like this one day, but in reality, you know, that's not going to happen, because basically they know from the gate that they're not, you know, you can't look like that naturally. You can take your body to a whole new level, and I'm sure with your background, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But like you said, without the education side of it, this doesn't happen. I mean, we're basically, I mean, it's sad that the people that were guinea pigged into failure didn't know they were actually being guinea pigged until it was too late, and then they didn't have that choice. But now we actually have a choice that increases everything. I mean, like, I heard that word exponentially, and I was like, I had to check it out to see. But this is something Mr. Sandow was saying way back in the day when he was like the original bodybuilder. And he said, you know, it kind of sucked because our lives were going to be hampered because people wouldn't want to go that extra ride mentally because they had something physical to put in their bodies and change them faster and basically to the standards of what the people were actually demanding at that time. Now we have the knowledge, the education, and the background, and the support to actually create that naturally.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And the science has gone so far. I mean, it's like realistically back in the 70s, exercise science was a baby. I mean, back in the 70s, the Russians were killing us in the Olympics, and the reason was they were actually a little more advanced as far as, you know, learning how the body's operating and how do we make it faster, stronger, and more effective. So we've learned a lot from those days, and it's just gone so fast. Now we're seeing a lot of research being done. We're even seeing research labs, you know, directed towards natural bodybuilding, directed towards a specific sport. So it's really cool that you're getting all these different avenues of more specific research for what people are looking for within their athletic background, you know. And it's so great to see this field developing so fast. And the physiques you're going to be seeing, like, in over the next decade, you could not imagine what happened, you know, 20 years before. And it's just because the science has gone so far with training, nutrition, and all that, and even supplementation. So it's so cool to see it happening, and we're in the middle of it. And it's just going to be interesting to see how athletes develop as we continue to grow, you know.
Yes, and I mean, like, as you increase, basically your clients and your people under your watch, they'll increase too.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty cool as far as like supplementation, like the amounts of research that are going into it and finding what's really effective and what's not. And athletes can actually, you know, kind of educate themselves. They don't, and it's always best to find a professional because then you can get it right then and there. But, you know, if you want, you can honestly find some great sources out there as far as research goes to see what's actually happening and what's going on and what's actually working and what's not, you know. So it's good that the resources are getting more and more available. And there's actually free resources that you can use, which is awesome, where you don't have to pay just to get some base knowledge on how does creatine monohydrate work, you know, stuff like that, even the basics like that. So it's great to see the field is going so far.
And what I love about this is that, you know, it's so many good heads that got together on one plate, and everything increases because you guys really have the passion and the drive that's going to make this happen. I mean, we're surrounded with a great atmosphere right now. And the spark of, you know, the brainstorming, just everything is right where it needs to be to make this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a great team here, too, as far as the passion behind everybody. I mean, everybody that's with this company, like including yourself, and everybody else, that the passion for natural athletes is so high with this company that it's just going to be a driving force for the natural athlete here. And we're gonna make some major changes here. As we grow, we're going to do some major things for natural athletes that, you know, before you would have never thought would happen for a natural athlete. So we're really excited for the things we have planned for the future. It's just a time game. Let's keep it growing, and let's make it worthy for these natural athletes.
Okay, now we introduced you to the Midwest Muscle class of people. Now that we have the real talk, go ahead and introduce yourself again and give people what your background is, because I the bro science is going away, and I thank God for it, you know.
Yeah.
So just, I mean, because, you know, there's so many people that put on a hat and a shirt and they basically tell you, I'm going to change your life, and basically they wreck your health in the process. So they're not lying, but they're not saying they're going to do it in a good way. You actually have
Absolutely.
The science. You actually have the foundation and the background to basically back up what you say.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and it's important, and I'm glad that everybody's starting to realize that, and you're seeing a lot of people kind of fighting against the bro science, where before, like in the 90s, the bro science was so high that, you know, you couldn't turn without hearing something that was so off base, you know. So basically, as far as I go, I'll just keep it short and quick for everybody. Just have a exercise science degree, strength and conditioning professional. I hold my CSDS. So it just has the backing to, cover, the background of what I work with athletes as far as, on the nutritional side, exercise science, all that kind of stuff. So when I'm working with people, I just make sure it's done on the science side, not on an opinion side. And the problem is what you kind of brought up, is with the bro science side, is that it's a lot of, I've done this, I look at me. But the problem is they're human, and there's different genetic potential for everybody. And what's going to happen is you got to take that human physiology and make it as develop it as fast and hard as you can for that person individually. So what's going to work for one person isn't necessarily going to work for another, but there is a base science as far as you're human. If I do this to you, you will adapt that kind of direction. So now as far as, the bro science side, it's great to see it's diminishing, but it's still pretty heavy too. In fact, I was just talking to Joe on the way up here, and I saw an article, and I have trouble with some of the magazines out there because it gives a platform for the bro science. And I never really like looking into those, but one of them was brought to my attention from somebody showing, because I know that I really dislike the bro science side because it's actually harmful for athletes if they take it too seriously. Because a lot of times they don't know any better, and maybe an idol, and that person looks great, but the problem is that, you're going to have some side effects of what they're suggesting, Like, for example, in this magazine, they're talking about using all these different things that actually do not work. It's been proven not to work, but they're suggesting it. And it's actually harmful to the human body to do this kind of stuff. So, or even like there's things, on the diet side where people are, suffering metabolically and causing some serious damage because they're going through these, insane processes that are not backed by research and do not actually work. You can you look decent, but think how much better you could actually look and how much better you would feel if you did it the right way. It's just things like that. So, there is a science behind it, and the science is growing so fast that it's getting more well-known that there is the bro science out there, and education is getting a higher value now, which is great to see.
And I'm so glad you brought that up because there it's the health risks. I'm telling you, I was talking to Melissa, Melissa Johnson about this, just on the last episode, and it's so painful when you see the people with the drive, the passion, and just everything that says they should be successful, and then they get hooked up with somebody that's basically taking their money and taking their health and throwing both of them in the dumpster because they don't matter. All that matters is basically lining their pockets with some kind of dollars or, having that time in the spotlight where they think they're special, but basically they're just giving out false information. And, honestly, people are dying. And that's for me, it's always been about health and fitness. And then you hear about, this person's never going to step on stage again, or this person's never going to be able to fight again because their health is ruined. I mean, for me, that's pretty painful. I don't know how I know you have a passion for it, but it really... it really hurts me to hear stuff like that.
Sure, and the sad thing, too, is sometimes they don't know they're doing it. Sometimes they don't even know they're doing things wrong. They think it worked for them. So they might be honestly trying to help people, but the sad part is, in reality, they're not, So it's a fine line there where it's like, you kind of feel bad for the people that don't have the education or trying to help people, but in the long run, they're actually hurting those athletes. Worse than they could be doing themselves, and it's not a good thing. So as long as education gets out there and people get more knowledgeable as we go here, it'll get better. The bro science will start to diminish a little bit more, but it's definitely out there. And on the other side, it's hard for the customers not to say look at the person and be like, well, look at him, he looks awesome. It's hard for them to not see that fine line of what's reality.
Yes, and I can talk about it from the bodybuilding side, and sometimes in the football and basketball arenas, where people thought they were getting that shortcut that was going to work, and basically, you're talking for, maybe 3 days in basketball, maybe a week in football, in bodybuilding, one day on stage, and you're talking 4 or 5 years of health complications that follow behind it. And, we are so driven sometimes when people telling us, oh, you know, this is what you got to do, that's all we hear. And, you know, like you said, it's becoming outdated, and I'm thankful for it. And I'll be praying for the day when it's totally, like I said, I was telling Melissa, I'll be so thankful when we bury it so deep, bro science, that, you know, nobody will be able to dig it back up.
Yeah. I mean, it's always going to be out there, too. I mean, you're always going to have great physiques that, you know, they've just developed over time, and they may have not done it optimally, but they're still a great, you know, you're still going to see great results. That's the thing. It's like, there's a lot of things that work, but there's also things that are optimal and not harmful to your health, you know? So that's what you got to look at is, let's draw that line and let's make it reasonable as far as what's healthy and what's not, and kind of take it in that direction. You know, what's it worth to you? If it's not really going to work that much better than the real science side is what's effective and safe, you know, why do it, you know? So there's a lot of stuff out there that, you know, we're trying to battle against, especially when you got some, you know, bigger names saying, I do this, I do that. And when they're talking, that there's no education behind it. They're even saying stuff that's wrong, you know, instantly. But people are going to take that in because it's like, well, look at the guy. He's a legend. He's this and that. And, you know, that's the hard part. So, but, you know, like we said, it's getting better. And as we grow, you know, more information is going to get out there. And it'll get better. Athletes will get healthier, stuff like that. And actually you're going to see better results, too. You know, like the thing is, too, is even though, like on the training side, you know, as far as hypertrophy, which would be, you know, like what bodybuilders are looking to do, you know, we still got a lot of people, you know, training body parts, you know, once during the week and nothing else. And the problem is that's not optimal. You can see a great physique by doing that. You're going to still get great results, but why not optimize your time in the gym and hit it multiple times like the research is showing, and you can get much better results and faster development, because a lot of times what you're seeing is after 48 hours, that tissue is done repairing. So why not hit it again, you know? And there's only so much you can do in one session that's going to benefit you. You know, you're going to get these diminishing returns, you know, as long as you're in there. So just because you go longer, harder, and all that kind of stuff doesn't mean it's more effective, you know? I like to use the term a lot, you know, train smarter, not harder, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
And when you train, you're still training hard, but let's do it intelligently, you know?
And, like, you know, I'm so thankful that all this information is getting out there, because it has to happen. I mean, like, I think the reason we don't have the voice is because we didn't know what to say. I mean, we basically had the bro science, and then when we start finding the flaws in it, you don't want to say nothing, because it's like, all right, if that was wrong, then this is probably wrong, too. So basically, you almost put in the corner with the dunce head, because everything that's falling out your mouth isn't true.
Yeah.
So now, you got the great background, you've got the experience, now we got P4P Sports. What happens next?
Well, what we're doing is, you know, we're developing both sides. We're developing the muscle side and the sports side to, you know, give a vehicle for these natural athletes to, you know, not only get exposure, develop their name, and have a driving force behind them, but also to make sure they're always safe and getting the best benefit out of what we're doing. So anything we do within the company is going to be for the athlete. And a lot of athletes are seeing that. You know, at first it might sound like a lot of hype, you know, like a lot of times you see. But now that everything that we're doing is getting backed by our actions, that's a vehicle that people are getting more confident to work with us and be behind us. Because they see what we said in the beginning is coming to fruition. So we're just driving a force here for the natural athlete. Now, on the sports side, you know, anywhere from the MMA, you know, all the way to, like I said, like the snowboarding, you know, OCR athletes. You've got some great elite OCR athletes, which is very competitive. There's a lot of things going on in the sports world that we're trying to develop more of an area where a bunch of athletes can come together, communicate, you know, feed off each other, and grow together. As one unit, and that's why you hear a lot of people saying P4P Army, because there are so many athletes with us now, because they believe in what we're talking about, and they see we're true to our word. So with the both avenues going through, you know, these athletes are going to be able to develop their careers at a much higher rate, you know, and getting that exposure that you need.
It's so true, and, you know, speaking of MMA, there's a show coming up this month, I think, that you have on the list.
Absolutely, yeah. There's actually the Chosen Few in Madison, Wisconsin. It's done on a red carpet event, and it's amazing. It's run by Joshua Sterry, and he does a phenomenal job with matching athletes. And we got six fighters going into that event. There's 12 total fights. The event is absolutely amazing. It's run so well, so smooth, and it's high class. And it's getting done in a manner where these athletes are safe and effective. And it's as far as getting it run and done right, Josh knows what he's doing, and it's great to see. So that's why we sponsored the event, because he really cares about the athletes that are getting done. He's just not in there matching fight to match fight to make money. He really wants these fights to be legit and good and matched well, just not to bring a crowd in. So that's why we partnered with this event, and you guys can check it out. We'll be doing Friday. You and I will be at the weigh-ins for sure with the fighters, getting some interviews. So you guys can kind of meet them then and get a background behind them, what they've been doing. And the fighters are amazing. They are just like the bodybuilders that we have, where they are like got full-time jobs, doing everything else under the sun in order to try to live up this career. And they're working just as hard to get there. And the financial struggle is as much theirs as on the natural bodybuilding side.
It's,
you know,
very
and a lot
real.
Of times you don't,
it's very
yeah,
real,
you don't,
yes.
And you do not see that. But when you're working with these athletes, you don't see it. I mean, they're coming home, like, I'm doing some, like, the conditioning with some of these fighters. And, you know, they're coming home from, like, manual labor jobs, and they're going right into extreme levels of training every day. It's, like, it's
yes.
insane what these guys are doing. So much respect to them.
And it's like two or three, I mean, like, you think about, when you think about work, I like to relate it to when my dad told me, he said, you got a choice, you know, you can either work or you can play sports. And I thought I had the easy road by playing sports. I was like, yeah, this is going to be easy. And I ended up doing a sport every season. And he didn't realize the road he set me on by by doing that, because then it's like, no matter what, I couldn't back out, because, you know, once you get into sports, basically people expect you back the next time.
That's right, man. It's family.
Yes, and it's like constant work, constant work, constant work. And I was thinking, you know, I've been better off going to work instead of going to sports, because it's actually less involved, you know. And so you figure you can get set at work, but in sports, everything changes all the time.
Absolutely.
And having supplements now, I mean, I can't even imagine if I would have had something like P4P back then. And, you know, the thing, when I was at the Chosen Few last time, the excitement, you know, that somebody else could share their dream and believed in it, that was big. I mean, like, the MMA guys were so honored. And that, you know, like, as much as bodybuilding had been, you know, a natural bodybuilding had been fighting for something like this or a chance like this, it was nice. Well, I don't want to say nice, but the hunger that the MMA fighters had was just as even and equal to what we have on the bodybuilding side.
Sure. Yep. And even like the extreme conditioning levels that they're going through. You know, the nutrition
mm-hmm.
side, too, like, they have to cut weight and everything, just like natural bodybuilders and figure competitors and everything else. So,
no, go ahead.
And it's cool, you know, I was going to say, and it's great to see, we had, you know, some bodybuilders there, you know, everyone was, you were there and stuff, and it's cool to see the crossover
mm-hmm.
effect where fans of MMA are fans of natural bodybuilding. I mean, people were hitting Meshach left and right, like, flex, flex, let's take pictures. Kids were taking pictures with them, you know? So it's cool where you see these natural athletes, we're just coming together, and it's one big family when you're with P4P, so it's great to see that we got all this camaraderie going on under one roof, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a fun event,
I mean,
for sure.
And it's a passion and an energy, and, you know, as big as this show is here, this is big for bodybuilding, but at the Chosen Few, it was even bigger.
Sure, yeah. Yep.
You know,
and
I was, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, it's a great event, a lot of fans coming, and we want, like, me, Joe, and JB were talking a lot, and we definitely want both avenues to have as much fans and exposure as possible. So, you know, the thing is, like, this is, like, a pretty big show for natural bodybuilding. Like, when I got here, I'm like, dang, this is pretty legit right now. You know, so it's really cool. This is, like, some of the most vendors I've ever seen at a bodybuilding event, and it's getting
yeah.
run really well. So it's really
mm-hmm.
cool to see it growing, you know, as much as it is. And it's definitely going to be an area where it's going to continue to grow with some of the ideas we have, too, behind natural bodybuilding and even MMA athletes, stuff like that. So we got some stuff coming for you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate that because, you know, the more we do for each other, the bigger we all get. And I think when people start understanding what a unit and a team is, things actually get better because, you know, you're not alone. That suffering isn't really suffering because everything that happens as a group. And, it, you know, you go through a lot, but you don't have to be overwhelmed or basically run over. And that's a beautiful thing. And I love the fact that, you know, you guys basically, when you brought us in, you didn't put us under the boot or under the heel. It's like anything you guys can offer, do it, because that's the only way we'll all grow.
Absolutely, yeah. It's good because we're here to help you guys, and we want you guys to grow. And at first, it sounded like, you know, when it first came out, maybe like, maybe it's a bunch of hype, you know. But now people are really seeing mm-hmm. that we do have this passion, and it's rare to see in the industry that we're in, you know. So I just love that everything is going as how we thought, as people coming together and joining as a unit to develop all sports naturally.
Yes, and I think, you know, we're actually righting the ship, you know, because it had been derailed. And there were so many things that were lost because basically people had been, you know, steered in a way that wasn't productive. I mean, it's not helpful if your body's in a state of decline. And I can't imagine saying there's benefits to, you know, that kind of life because what I'm seeing down the road, I'm looking at, you can look at a Kiyoshi, you can look at a Ricardo, you can look at these guys, and they've been standing the test of time. You're talking a decade or more of actual competition, and they're still looking great. You know, and you got Cleveland,
where he's
just blowing the, you know, the lid off of these, and then all these guys are basically at the top of the game exactly when they should be because of muscle maturity and proper muscle function.
Yep, it definitely. That's the thing with natural bodybuilding is on the strength and conditioning side, when we look at it from the science side, it is definitely a time sport. You are going to, it's not like other sports where you're in your prime in your 20s. No, you are developing and growing naturally. It's going to take some time. You know, so a lot of these mm-hmm. people in the peak of their careers are older, you know, because it does take time to do this naturally. So, you know, people are starting out in their 20s, you know, they sometimes get frustrated, and it's like, you got to give your body time. You're doing this naturally. It's got to grow in a natural rate, you know. So just
yes.
stick with the real science, do the right way, and in time you will get to high levels. Just keep grinding at it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we got another guy here. I think Leaf's there. Leaf, you there?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, now we're at a bodybuilding show. I haven't had a chance to see everybody except I think they're doing the women's lineups now. And I don't think there has been a clash yet that had under 9 or 10 competitors. So have you been inside the venue and just give us a heads up on what's going on?
I'm sorry, what was that one more time?
I said after seeing the venue the way it is and the top-notch competitions out there, I haven't seen anybody that's under any lineup, any group that's been under 9 or 10 competitors. Have you been inside and let me know what's going on here?
This is definitely a competitive show. I mean, like you mentioned, every single class is, you know, 10 competitors deep, all world-class physique. You know, right now we've gotten through the men's physique. From beginning to end, man, some impressive physiques. Right now we're on figure competitors. Just got through the beginners, and even the beginners, the first-timers. You know, it's just everybody's definitely bringing it, which is great to see. So Minnesota, you know, you wouldn't think that would be a mecca of natural bodybuilding. I'm telling you, Minnesota brings it every single year, and we're growing and growing and growing. So it's great to see.
Yes, it is, and I'm elated. I can't help but be happy knowing that, you know, the Midwest, because I know, and I'm not bragging. I know we have top competitors here, and I know we bring top competition from this region. And it just always used to have me scratching my head why we had to go down south and to these other regions to basically show our best. And it seemed like, well, when do we get represented in our own area? So I'm loving all of this. And the fact that he's been bringing it every year basically helps even better, because then people know, hey, if I can't go any further, I can still go to this one. And if they can't plan it during a good time of the season, they can plan it right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's you know, a lot of familiar faces, not only from the Minnesota area, but from the Midwest. We got a lot of Chicago and Illinois and even Northwest Indiana representation here. It's great to see all these athletes, all the familiar faces, all the amazing physique. You know, a lot of booths here supporting the show. Just across where I am, I see somebody getting rubbed down with at a massage table right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting jealous. I was seeing that, too.
No, it's great to see our bodybuilding growing, not only on the stage, but actually with the support that we're getting from the supplement companies, from the fitness and health industry. There's chiropractic offices here. There's a lot of nutritional places here. I mean, it's just everybody, you know, the whole health industry in general, coming together and supporting each other and helping our sport grow. I love seeing that.
Well, I think now, and I really believe this in my heart, I think now they realize they can get behind us because we've been doing it in a way that they can actually promote it without any flaws or drawbacks from basically backing somebody that's, you know, doing something that's illegal and it could jeopardize the company name. Because the one thing that a natural never has to worry about is damaging the company name from taking products that wouldn't sustain, you know, a healthy environment.
Absolutely. No, you hit the nail on the head. You know, we're bringing health and wellness back to our sport. You know, and that's one of the reasons, you know, bodybuilding for as long as it's, you know, for a long time now, we've had that niche market. We have a cult-like following, you know, the 1%. You know, with where natural bodybuilding is going, with, you know, adhering to the WADA banned substance list, with supplement companies getting on board, with organizations, the sanctions getting on board, promoting drug testing and real natural bodybuilding, we are going to reach the masses, you know. And, you know, like Joe and JB say, I've heard him say often, we're going to legitimize the sport, you know. And it's amazing. Now, even with me being here, you know, I'm seeing people that I went to school with, you know, competitors, a mom's competing, a dad's competing, a brother. So it's not just the muscle heads and the string keys in the gym anymore. You know, it's everybody. Natural bodybuilding can reach anybody. You know, and it's just, and that really does touch my heart. It's just amazing to see.
It really is. And, you know, one of the benefits of this is, you know, the outreach, because people see it now and they say, well, I'm not that far off. And then they have a show like yours coming up in September where they can actually plan it and plan to show up and represent well.
Absolutely. Like with the Mayhem, we're 19 weeks out, you know, with proper nutrition, proper guidance, proper training, 19 weeks. You know, you can have an amazing transformation, grace the stage at your all-time best. And the thing is, you always have to do it for yourself. But with that said, you step on stage with that dialed-in physique, I mean, it's motivational and it's inspirational. So your ability to be able to touch others, inspire others, not only to look better, but to feel better and actually change their life for the better, you know, it's big. It's big. No, this thing is bigger than one individual. Any competitor on the stage or on the Mayhem stage or wherever you want to compete, you know, you could be that beacon of hope to inspire somebody, to plant that seed to change their life.
Exactly. And I mean,
it's great to see.
It's what's great about it is there's so many people that now want to come on board, like you were saying. And that, you know, I'm just hearing it and seeing it makes me smile when I see some of your posts on social media where you're saying, well, these people got involved and they're doing this. And now, you know, when you were showing the those bags, I was like, what? No way. We just didn't get stuff like that back in the day, you know?
Well, we're striving to raise the bar here, taking care of the athletes, and that's one of the things that I want the man to set the standard, you know, raise the bar for everybody. Because if all promoters get on board, putting the athletes first, I mean, because after all, without the athletes, we can't even have these shows. You know, so if we put the athletes first, they're going to, you know, they're going to help fill the stands, bring in the attendance, Because, again, if we are a sport, if we want to legitimize our sport, we also need fans. Like with the Mayhem,
yes.
You know, I really want to – we want to address every single factor and every single division too. You know, we're really – I love the bodybuilders, the men's bodybuilding. I love bikini figure, you know, men's physique. You know, I value every division. But, you know, like I posted on social media, I have to call you ladies, bodybuilders and athletic competitors. You know, if you want to keep your divisions around, you know, I will give you that venue. I will give you that stage to compete on. And if you do, if we can bring in those numbers, not only will we bring the pro division next year to the Mayhem, but I'm telling you, we are going to change the game. I have things in store. If we can get at least 10 amateur women's bodybuilders and 10 amateur women's athletic competitors, in 2016, we're going to bring those pro ranks to the Mayhem stage, and I can promise you this, what we are going to do for the athletes, it's going to change the game. You know, I can't make any official announcement until after this year's Mayhem, but
mm-hmm.
ladies, your fate is in your own hands. If you bring the numbers, if you bring those physiques, I can promise you, you will be rewarded.
And you're showing right now that you're backing up the words because you already had the action. So basically, you're backing up your action with your words. So that's a plus in itself. And, you know, speaking, and you, when you were talking about the 1%, Chad can, you know, talk about it from the MMA side as well. But when you have, like, the background we used to have, I said bodybuilding was almost like the old school wrestling. The wrestlers were basically passionate about it. They weren't getting anything in return other than the love of what they were doing. And the MMA basically started out the same way. And, you know, now I'm glad that people are seeing that, it's, you know, they're doing the work. And like you said, if you bring it, then you'll bring it. So if we
Amen.
Do our best, you're doing your best to bring us. And Chad, I'm sure, is seeing it from the MMA fighters where it's like, okay, if you guys want to do it, we're going to back you.
Absolutely, that's right. That's right.
Hey, Chad, you still there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking to JB. Real quick, I'm sorry. Did you ask me a question? I apologize.
That's okay. I was talking about how you know, I've always equated natural bodybuilding with basically the old school wrestling back in the day where you had people that were just passionate about it, but they didn't get the representation that matched the passion that they had. And I was saying it was like that with the MMA as well, where, you know, all that work, and it's like now they're actually getting the representation.
Oh, sure, yeah, absolutely. It was definitely like an underground event. Like, you were seeing fights inside bars, and they just throw up a little cage, and there you go. And now it's getting much better. You know, there's medical there all the time. Everyone's tested. It's much more safe and effective as a sport, and they're getting more and more popular. And that's
mm-hmm.
the thing, is the popularity is growing at an extreme rate, but at the same time, you know, these athletes are still on the financial struggle too, just like a natural bodybuilder.
Yes.
It's just not there yet.
Yes.
So, you know, we're trying to take both of these sports and all the other sports as well, even like OCR, to get an area where they can actually make some good money.
Yeah, because they, you know, with the work is that they put in, it's almost shameful, you know. And especially as a coach, I'm sure it's got to hurt when you know that they gave their all and they're basically struggling just to match the diet need to come back again, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, like, some of these guys, like, they have some of the biggest hearts I've ever met in my life. It's just insane. Like, you meet some of these guys. Like, as far as the fighters, like Kevin Schultz, like, that guy is, like, the most grounded, nicest guy you'll ever meet. If you ever met him, like, in the street, you would not think he was an extreme fighter. Like,
mm-hmm.
you would not think it at all. And, like, some of these, like, even some of the bodybuilders, for some of the levels they've been on, you know, like Cleveland and stuff like that, they're the most humble, nicest guys I've ever met in my life. And they're
right?
just killing it at their sport. And it's so cool to see that these people are human, you know. And they're humble and they're not arrogant, you know.
and it defies everything that you know about, you know, the elites, where it's like almost like their body changed and their mind changed with them. These guys actually, their bodies change and their mind stayed grounded.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, there is the other side too, where you do have the arrogance coming when they do see success. But, you know, from the most part, from the athletes that we have, we want to make sure they're grounded, they keep their head on straight. and every athlete we have is that way. You know, that's one of the things we do in the interview process as far as looking for our athletes. We want our athletes to be passionate but also be grounded.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, how do I get sponsors? You know, what do I got to do to get a sponsorship? And, you know, that used to be a tough question, but now, like you said, we've actually got answers that are truthful. So, you know, if a person wants to be sponsored by P4P, you know, like you said, we've already know that they got to do some work. And basically, all right, if you're going to want us to bring it as P4P, then they got to bring something to the table too, yes?
Oh, absolutely. It's a win-win situation for both. You know, obviously, we want good representatives for the company. But at the same time, we want to help these athletes develop and get more exposure and have some support with their career as well. So we're creating a course here that eventually, with some ideas, that JB, that guy, is the most magnificent mind I've ever met in my life when it comes to ideas. That guy spits ideas left out and left right, and we just don't have the financial support to do some of the stuff right now. But, you know, eventually down the road, though, some of JB's ideas for these athletes and his passion, it's going to be a phenomenal ship to be on. So I'd recommend checking us out and applying online if you are interested, and we'll take a shot at you.
Yes, and that's a blessing, you know, to have that door open and have these arenas. I mean, because like, just like there's venues and arenas in the physical realm, now we're starting to get venues and arenas in the internet and the other aspects of it. And there's doors that are opening that just weren't there, like you said, because without the financial backing, we just didn't have these kind of feet to walk on. These things were not possible simply because nobody was there to fill the shoes.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those things as we grow, so do our athletes, you know. So we're providing a vehicle, and we're going to do as much as we can to benefit these athletes the entire process. Like I said before, any decision we make, it has to benefit the athlete. So it's a fun thing to see. And the passion behind, you know, that we've got behind the entire company is just, it's great to see these athletes believe in what we're trying to do. And, you know, the athletes are the ones that are driving this, you know. If they didn't believe in what we're trying to do, we wouldn't be where we're at. So it's awesome to see that the athletes are as passionate about this idea as we are. And it's good to see what's going to happen in a couple of years here.
And the growth that's happening because of the minds that are coming together, I mean, and just the ideas alone are enough to make you almost cry with joy, because I know it's got to be a great feeling where you come up with an idea and then there's somebody that comes up with a solution to make that idea happen.
Yeah, it's great to see. And the thing is, too, is like this was all born on Joe and JB's idea behind the natural bodybuilder and getting, you know, more exposure and have some financial support. So we're just taking that vehicle and developing it in more areas and expanding off of it. And the real passion comes from, you know, the athletes that are with us. They make us work, you know, the night and day. That's why we're doing it, just because we see how happy they are for what we're trying to do.
Well, yeah, you better believe it. And speaking of Joe and JB, they'll be on the shows tomorrow at 11 and 2, because we'll be at the venue again tomorrow, really putting it out there, getting natural bodybuilding back on the map. And they have said that another chance at winning a month's supply of Alter Ego for each hour that we're on tomorrow, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. The first person to hit up Cyan at P4P, TYANNEYAHOO.com. That's PeopleP.Tyann.Yahoo.com. The first person in each hour will win a month's supply of Alter Ego. Now, you gotta love that.
Good stuff. I might be biased.
Yes, it is.
Good stuff.
No, I'm not biased, because when people are starting to ask me, you know, what's different, and you say, okay, I went from what, because, you know, like, I'll speak on it again because you brought it up, and it's so true. There are some crap products out there. I mean, just straight garbage product, and they've been getting blasted. I know Walmart got hit. and a couple other stores, because it's not what they were selling out of there. Not their, I don't think they have their own brand or anything, but it's just some products that they went through the stores and found, and they said, you know, at best it was rank garbage. I mean, not, you know, you don't even have to go any further than that. And people are spending, you know, like you said, their hard-earned money thinking they're going to get something that's benefiting their health.
Yeah, and it's purely marketing that's driving the force for that. And the fortunate thing is, yeah, the athlete does suffer. But actually, one of the podcasts coming up with the manufacturer is going to be super beneficial for all the athletes listening, or anybody, even the customers, because he's really going to break down what's coming up as far as the FDA getting more involved in this kind of stuff and cracking down. So it's pretty cool to see.
And they should.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be next Thursday. So anybody that's wanting to know where P4P is planning on going, next Thursday, have your ears ready, because we got a lot to talk about. It's a lot of big things headed our way. And JB and Joe have made sure that nobody is going to be wondering what's going to happen, because we're going to keep you informed. This is Chad Will on the P4P Sports side of it. This is no joke. If you don't understand where we're going, stick around, because you're about to find something that's going to blow your mind. And if you don't know how to have your mind blown, then keep listening, because that's going to happen anyway. So, Chad, now that we've introduced everything about P4P Sports, learned about the bodybuilding side, the P4P Sports side, not only are you dealing with the MMA, but like you said, it's going to get bigger and bigger. Who is going to be involved? It's going to be MMA. It's going to be, I know you have, I've seen boxers. I've seen, Ninja, American Ninja, I think I saw it.
We've got a few Ninja Warriors.
Yes, there you go. And just give us an idea of the scope and the realm that you're talking about of what you're going to be covering.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, we do all natural sports. As long as you're a natural competitor, through the interview process, we'll take a look at you for sure, because we want to help that natural athlete on any level. I know we're strong in the MMA side. A lot of it has to do with their training models. As far as, like, OCR athletes, they're training hard, and that's a highly growing sport. That sport is growing so fast and getting so competitive. And it's great to see, like, our OCR athletes taking their stuff seriously and wanting to make sure they have safe and effective products, too. So anywhere from that to the ninjas, there's so many sports out there that still have the natural athlete involved that we want to take care of as well. So it's any sport that's basically looking for, that uses supplementation and wants a product that's safe and effective.
Yes, and that's a big thing now, because like we talked about, there's been plenty of people that put their heart and soul into what they were doing, only to have derailed. And I guess I shouldn't be talking about derailed after the train accident. My apologies to anybody that was involved in that. My heart goes out to them. But it happens in life the same way, where you got everything going and you think you're doing your best, and you are, but the people that are basically, you know, supposed to be there for you aren't really there for you. And there's a lot of suffering that goes into that, because, you know, most people don't know where to look or what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's good to see everything's going in the right direction.
Yes. So, Chad, anything else before
I am looking forward to. Yeah, I'm looking forward to having everybody at the Chosen Few, and we will be interviewing the fighters. So, if you guys want to listen into that, we'll be doing that Friday, the 22nd. Kaitlin will be interviewing everybody there, as far as, you know, their background and why they got into it, and some of that stuff is very interesting. Why these guys got into it and why they're doing it now, and their drive behind it, and why they're with us too as well. So I would definitely check that out. Those guys are some great guys, very interesting guys, and it'll be fun to listen to.
And they are a lot of fun. I mean, like, the best thing about it is, like, in the ring, they're like mad dogs, but when they get out, they're all smiles, and even as after the fight,
yeah,
they're still happy. You know, it's like, wow, you just got Bryson trying to rip somebody's head off, and you look great. And you're smiling and you're joking after the fight, because, you know, we were taking a lot of pictures after that show, and they still had plenty of energy. They still had plenty of joy, plenty of happiness. there was no anger or hatred, you know, I'm going to kill him or nothing like that. It was just guys just being guys.
Oh, yeah, and you see, actually, you've seen, like, two of our fighters that were there actually are great friends. And the first time they met is when they fought each other, and now they're, like, super supportive of each other. And every time they're the ones got to fight, they're right there behind them. So it's cool to see that, you know, friendships develop in the ring just as much as outside of the ring.
Mm-hmm. Just like in up in bodybuilding, it's nice to see where, that in the natural realm, it's not too much anger and hatred. It's just more passion and drive.
Sure. Yeah, it's just like, when we step on stage, you know, it's game time when you're on stage, but backstage, you know, there's nothing wrong with a little hug and handshake.
Right? And as a coach, I know that's got to be a great feeling to know, you know, that the people that you're dealing with, you can actually look at as people and respect them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They're fun guys, and they work hard. You know, just like some of the bodybuilders. It's a fun sport to watch on both levels.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we go, I just want to say thank you. You know, ever since you've been introduced to me and I got a chance to talk to you, you're genuine, you're humble, and I respect that and I love that about you. But the
thing I appreciate that, man.
That I miss, and I think most of the other people miss, is your background is a lot deeper than you're willing to share because that, you know, of your humble nature. Yeah, so...
I got the education, but the main thing is I also want to get the knowledge out to our athletes, too, you know, to make sure they're doing things right and not doing it the wrong way. So, you know, any of the athletes that are listening, if you got a question, feel free to hit me up because I'll be more than happy to gear you in the right direction.
And the best thing about it is that you know, because I've said this and I'll always say it, it's great when you got people that want to help you, but it's so much better when you got people that know how to help you.
Yeah, well said.
And you have the knowledge to make that happen because for me, bro science is like a vampire. I'm sick of Dracula coming back from the dead. I want it dead. I want to find that stake that kills it forever. I'm serious. Well, Chad, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for just sharing. You know, it's good to have knowledge, but it's even better when it's shared. And you do a great job of that. And, you know, I see you running back and forth even up in here when people have questions. And that's just beautiful. And you don't have you and JB and Joe all in the same place. I doubt anybody could go out here saying they didn't know the answer to something because you guys pretty much cover the spectrum.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
Well, all right. Chad, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Great show. Really enjoyed it. I'm going to get back here. I got to get the camera out and start getting this, getting some of these people, because I doubt people understand how many people are actually in this venue. This is insane. I mean, wow. And I haven't seen anything like this in Kansas City, and I'm not kidding. All right, Chad. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Okay. And this is Caleb Patterson. I just had a great time. Thank you for lending me your ear. Had a great time. Chad, I'm sure, enjoyed it too. Lee, thank you for stopping in and telling us about what's going on the inside and the bodybuilding show. And everybody just have a blessed night. Be safe. Have a great and just enjoy life. Get back into health and fitness before the doctor has to tell you. Or, you know, somebody like me has to bust their butt and Chad has to bust his mind to get you where you need to be. Start on the road now. Don't wait, because I'm telling you, being healthy and fit is the best payment you can ever give yourself ever. Thank you so much, everybody, and have a great day. You got anything to say before you go, Chad?
I'm sorry, it's hard to hear you with this huge crowd.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, well, I'll just let you go, buddy. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.